Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Akwa of Christ is All Ministries.
We all carry around with us personal hopes and dreams. So much of how we look at life and how we live our lives is connected to the things in which we place the fundamental hopes of our lives. So, what is the object of your hope? Is your perception of God based on the hope you have in your circumstances? Or is your perception of your circumstances based on the hope you have in God? The Bible says hope does not disappoint. That's only true if the one in whom we hope is incapable of disappointing us, which means his character is without flaw. You see, God is not a God of statistical probability, but a sure hope with whom all things are possible. In today's sermon titled, The Object of Our Hope, Evangelist Paul Akwa encourages you to ultimately refocus your hope on the Lord Jesus Christ and his words. Let's join in.
What is the object of your hope? What have you placed your hope in? Is your hope in the government? Is it in your bank account? Is your hope in your talent or your career or your qualification? Is your hope in the color of your skin or the country you were born in? Where is your hope? Or is your hope in a person? See, the person of Jesus Christ must be the object of your hope. He is the Word of God. Your hope must be in God and His Word. So what is hope? The book of Romans chapter 8 says that, what do you hope for if you see it? Hope is being able to see something with your heart that you cannot see with your eyes. Hope is being able to believe when there is no foundation for that hope whatsoever. See, the Bible describes Abraham as somebody who, contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken. So shall your descendants be. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. And that's recorded in Romans chapter 4, verses 18 to 19. Friend, Abraham had hope when there was no human reason to have hope. When there was no grounds for hope, he still relied on hope and believed in what God had promised him. The book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 tells us that faith is actually related to hope. Faith and hope are related. Hope is the reason for our faith. So Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So you don't need to have hope when you have seen it. That's what the Bible is saying. Bible says, what do you hope for if you see it? Hope is being able to see something with your heart that you cannot see with your eyes. You don't have to see it before you believe or have hope for it. That's not hope at all. The object of Abraham's faith was God and his promise. In spite of lack of human hope, Abraham believed God when God took him outside and said, look now towards heaven and count the stars if you are able to number them. And he said to him, so shall your descendants be. He believed in the Lord and he accounted it to him for righteousness. That's Genesis chapter 15 verses 5 to 6. We are talking about the object of your hope. Whatever problem you are facing at the moment, no matter what impossible situation you find yourself in, I want you to weigh the human impossibility of breaking through that situation against the divine impossibility of God being able to break his word, and decide that if God is God, nothing is impossible. If God is who he says he is, then nothing is impossible to him. You see, remember that God is not a man that he should lie. He's not a human being to lie or change his mind. Has he said and he has not done it? Has he said and he has not made it good? With God, all things are possible. Have that mindset and your hope would be revitalized. Your hope will be restored. Your hope would be reawakened. Your hope must be in the person of Jesus Christ. Your hope must be in God and His Word. Abraham believed God without becoming weak in faith. So let me ask you, how does someone become weak in faith? How do you lose faith and not stand in strong faith? You will be weak in faith if you allow doubt to undermine what you believe. If you believe something and then you are just letting doubt undermine it, then obviously your faith will be weak. Don't forget, faith and hope are interrelated. They are related. There is no reason for faith if you don't have hope. For 25 years, Abraham believed God without any specific evidence of the promise. His faith was sustained. He did not become weak in his faith when he waited for so long to see the expected promise being fulfilled in his life. Friend, we as New Testament believers must be even having greater faith than Abraham. You may say, why? Why is this preacher man saying this? Let's see Romans chapter 4 verse 17 and we will get answer to that. Romans 4 17, Bible says, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed. God who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. Now, looking at this scripture, as far as we know, Abraham had never witnessed God raise a person from the dead, and he still believed God that he can raise somebody from the dead, so he didn't consider his dead body. At this point in Bible history, there had been no recorded resurrection from the dead. Neither had God performed any miracle of resurrecting people from the dead, nor had God revealed any doctrine of resurrection. Yet, Abraham believed that God was able to bring life to the dead and therefore could bring life to the deadness of both his and Sarah's bodies. Bible says, and not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead since he was about 100 years old and the deadness of Sarah's womb. That's recorded in Romans 4 verse 19. Abraham's faith prevented him from becoming discouraged from his own natural weakness. I hope we will learn from that and even awaken our faith that we will have stronger faith than Abraham, because we know God can raise the dead because of the resurrection that we know about. Because Abraham's hope was in God, his own weakness was not an obstacle to his trust. He therefore did not falter when he contemplated his own body as weak and as dead since he was about 100 years old. That's what the scripture is saying. Even though his power was as good as dead, that fact didn't diminish his faith. Natural impotence was not a problem to Abraham because his hope and faith were in Almighty God, the creator of heaven and earth. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. And he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, in Isaac your seed shall be called, concluding that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense. That's the Bible recording in Hebrews chapter 11 verses 17 to 19. So Abraham was asked to offer Isaac as a sacrifice. He believed that God could raise Isaac from the dead. That was the faith of Abraham. You see, the unseen is very important. If you want to awaken your faith, if you want your faith to be strong, then walk by faith, not by sight. There's another story that we know about Noah. Noah had never seen rain when the Lord commanded him to build an ark. At that time, all the earth's necessary water came from mist and dew. It had never rained before, yet for 120 long years, Noah continued to build the ark. He had no other reason to do that other than his faith in God. Don't forget, hope and faith are related. He faithfully built the ark because God commanded him to do so. He gathered the animals exactly as God instructed him. He believed God to do what had not been known at that time before. So the Bible says, by faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. See, Noah built the ark because that was his divine commission. He built the ark because of his faith in God. And while he built, he was also a faithful preacher of righteousness. He preached righteousness to all the people around him, the unbelievers around him. He preached to multitudes of unbelievers who laughed at him, who mocked him, who teased him because his construction project seemed foolish and pointless to them. This is the kind of faith that Noah's descendant Abraham had. Abraham didn't doubt God's promise when the circumstances around him seemed to make its fulfillment impossible. When God repeated his promise that Isaac will be born to Abraham and Sarah the following year, both Abraham and Sarah were old. Sarah had passed childbearing age, but they still believed. The deadness of Sarah's womb was not an hindrance. Abraham's faith didn't fluctuate or waver between faith and doubt. His faith was not like the wave of the sea, being tossed up and down to become unstable. His faith never wavered back and forth between believing the word of God and not believing the word of God. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. Faith and hope are related. Faith is not something which is not true. Faith isn't saying things they are as if they aren't. It's not calling things are not as if they are. It's calling things that are in spiritual realm into physical reality. But it doesn't deny the physical things that you are dealing with. God's kind of faith calls things they are not as if they are. So the Bible is saying, what do you hope for if you see it? Hope is being able to see something with your heart that you cannot see with your eyes. Abraham's hope came from the word of God and God himself. I challenge you to have hope in the word of God. So many people are hopeless today because they are not dominated by the word of God. The Bible says that Abraham's hope was based on what was spoken to him. God had given him a promise that if you can count the stars in the sky and the number of grains of sand on the seashore, so shall your seed be. When everything was hopeless, Abraham believed anyway, deciding to live not on the basis of what he saw he couldn't do, but on what God said he would do. And so he was made father of a multitude of peoples. God himself said to him, "You are going to be the father of all nations." Abraham didn't focus on his own impotence and say, "It's hopeless. This 100-year-old body could never father a child." Nor did he consider Sarah's years of infertility and give up. No. I pray that you will also not give up. I pray that whatever circumstances you are in, you will continue to have hope, believe in God, and know that He's a faithful God. Has He ever promised and will not make it good? This is the assurance God gives us in His word. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, now is the time to do so. If you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to You. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is All Ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.